For much of the time, this is a story of two presses, separate and unequal. Scores of small African-American papers, many church-supported, sprang up to join the few pre-Civil War abolitionist papers in their mission of uplifting the race. The mainstream press remained exclusively white. In March 1892, white papers in Memphis condemned the black-owned People's Grocery as a nest of turbulent and unruly Negroes after a clash with a white competitor. Within a week, the three owners were lynched.
The affair was one of the more orderly of its kind ever conducted. Everything was done decently and in order. The vengeance was sharp, swift, and sure, but administered with due regard for the fact that people were asleep all around, and that it is not good form to arouse people from their slumbers at 3 o'clock in the morning. The Memphis Appeal Avalanche, 9 March, 1892.
The city of Memphis has demonstrated that neither character nor standing avails the Negro if he dares to protect himself against the white man or become his rival.
From an editorial in the Black Free Speech newspaper, 2 months later, the writer continued.
8 Negroes lynched since the last issue of the Free Speech, 5 on the same old racket, the new alarm about raping white women. If Southern white men are not careful, they will overreach themselves, and public sentiment will be very damaging to the moral reputation of their women.
Within a week, the black paper was shut down, and its editor, Ida B. Wells, in exile, beginning an international crusade against lynching. The lynching of a man, woman, or child was reported every few days during this period, the vast majority of them African American. Thousands died during Lynch Law's 50-year reign of terror as defenders of lynching repeated that it protected white women from black rapists. But as Ida B. Wells pointed out again and again, less than a quarter of lynchings involved interracial sexual contact of any kind.